Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Vachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosh Esther Basra Rachel, Shishi B'Zayich Refanj Rezivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. Now we know before that we had Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, Karbonos were allowed to be brought outside. Well, really, everything was outside because there wasn't Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash. However, once the Mishkan was built, there's an Isser of Shchitei Chutz. One is not allowed to shecht a Karbon or bring it outside the Mishkan. And actually, if one does do so, either shecht a Karbon or be male, bring it Tzevarim and burn them outside, that is a Chiv Kares. One could be chayiv for, and if they did a b'shoy, then they'd have to bring a karbon, and that's what the Mishnah talks about. Mishnah tells us hashechin b'mal b'chutz, somebody who shechts and brings up the varim outside the Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash, chayiv al shechita v'chayiv al aliyah. They're chayiv two, one for the shechita and one for the aliyah. Now Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amar, he argues and says that no, shachar b'fnei v'hel b'chutz chayiv. If he shechts on the inside and then brings on the outside, so he's chayiv. However, shachar b'chutz v'hel b'chutz, if he shechted the karbon outside and he brought the varim on the outside, potter is potter shaloi hel b'chutz el davar pasul. Because what was he male? What did he bring up and burn outside? Something was already possible. Once he shechted it outside, it's already possible. So he's being mala, something possible outside, he's not chayv another thing for that. However, Amr Lod Chum told him, even if he shechts a carbon inside the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash and then brings the Ivarim outside, the moment he brings it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible because of Yotzei, it was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash. So according to your svar, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he shouldn't be chayv for being mala than bachotz even in this case, and you just said that he is chayv, so we see that even if it's possible, one would still be chayv for it. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, this is a different topic, but the reason why we're bringing it is because another machloek is Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Chachamim. Tamei she'achal, we have a person who's tamei who ate kachim. Bein kadosh tamei u'bein kadosh tahar, whether the kachim themselves were tamei or the kachim were tahar, but remember, he's tamei, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv karis for this. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that tamei she'achal tahar, chayiv. If he was tamei and he ate tahar kadosh, so then he's chayiv. However, if he was tamei and he ate tamei kadosh, potter is potter shaloi achal el davar tamei, because he only ate something tamei, he wasn't eating something that's tahar. However, Amrulai the Chum told him, af tamei she'achal tahar, even somebody who's tamei that eats tahar, which in your case you say the person's chayiv for kim shenagabai, the moment he touched it, even before he ate it, but the moment he touched it, tamahu, he was metamei it, and still you're mechayiv him for that. So it must be that even if he eats something that's already tamei, he's going to be chayiv for that as well. Now if a tahar shachal tamei, if he was tahar and he ate tamei kadesh potter, here he's potter she'ene chayiv al tomas haguf, because only chayiv for eating kachim if he himself is tamei, not if the kachim is tamei. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Gimel Dalet, going back to discuss Shechita and Halah b'chutz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.